Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's a nice warm day here, surprisingly, yeah, at the end of February. Warm day here in New York City, and what time is 1 p.m. On my time. And today we're going to talk some more art. And as a matter of fact, Okay. That was Esther and Eunice. Apparently, they had a great time last night, and they wanted to thank everybody. Particularly, they said they want to thank Lucia for they're having such a good time. Hi, Lucia.
Hey, Mo. Yes, we had a good time. And,
yeah, they had a great time.
I'm happy that they met some new friends.
They were so tired they didn't even want to eat.
Oh, should have a good rest. You're gonna not eat too much before bed. Yeah.
They also were asking me. They were just asking me also, what is the name of the other guy that was there to get the spelling correct?
Okay, Ethan. Lan Ethan. Lan is blue.
You're right.
Lan is blue.
Ethan.
Lan Ethan.
But who was the other one?
Living nearby in Queens, but the border.
Yes, the one with the passport to Taiwan.
Okay, she Borton. His name.
So spell that.
Yeah, he's the organizer of the passport to Taiwan. Yes.
Can you spell the name for me?
For B O C H E N G. Last name is H-S-U.
Okay, so B-O-E-N-G is his first name?
B-O-C-H-E-N-G. Last name is H-S-U.
So B-O-C-N-G?
B-O-C-H-E-N-G.
Oh, okay.
Like Henry. So Borton, she, last name is H-S-U.
Okay.
I know a lot of Americans, pronounce Sue. We pronounce she. It's like a race of tongue. It's a little bit of a question mark away. So it's a Borton, she. Borton, we call him Borton. Actually, IT guy, but he involved into kind of a festival style organizer over this almost 20 years, and with community people, he joined a lot of community events and programs and doing some activities, working on the to the street to speak for Taiwan that way. So it's a lot of story, guys.
Okay.
Important.
In the meantime, I think, we have, should I just call him?
Lan?
Hi.
Hey, Blue.
How are you?
Lan. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Blue.
Hi.
Mr. Blue.
The line is here.
Okay, 你好.
你好.
Yes. 你好. Yeah. Welcome to New York. Actually, stay 1 month. He stayed in New York for 1 month already.
Really?
喂，你好.
So let me first. I want to first ask him, like, why?
Mm-hmm.
It's like everybody wants. There's a lot of artists from Taiwan coming to New York. What's in New York in particular that the artists want?
你说很多艺术家都选了纽约来访问，那你这次来的，你有什么特别的想法？为什么跑来纽约？
主要是纽约是 艺术的发源的很重要的一个地方，然后对东方人来讲，也许纽约是一个可以寻找一个现代艺术或者是寻找西方艺术的一个灵魂的地方，所以这一次来。
Okay, then basically it's a stop on this point that he thought that New York is very important place that where the contemporary art started and to become developed very well to the world stage. And many of the Asian people come here to search for the spirit, the soul of the contemporary arts. Huh? Okay.
So, in other words, there are no other
mm-hmm.
places in the United States that has that, you know, that has central art? I mean, like, not in California? I mean, why? That's I'm just curious as to why New York City. I mean, as opposed to some other city in the United States.
Yeah, 就是说还有美国有很多其他的城市，大城市，如果像是加州洛杉矶，那 纽约对你来讲，为什么选择纽约，或者是说你认为别的城市你也是一个考虑的地点呢？
主要是纽约对我来讲有特别的意义，因为在美国各大城市当中，纽约对艺术的发展，是更为活络，或者是更为有它独特的一个历史的一个地位。那在这边我可以寻找 另外一个属于东方的灵魂，在西方当中也许可以产生另外一个火花。
He especially mentioned that this New York City has a special meaning to him. It's in the art environment here. It's much vivid, much active than any other city in the other place. Especially specific New York entire art district the activity and development is quite well. And then he tried to see, can find something to match and come up with a new idea to accommodate the some core Asian idea or Chinese or Taiwanese concept into here to make some new splash like that.
Okay. Do you think
so
there are more
searching for some parts?
Do you think there are more spaces to show your work in New York, or that's
Yeah, you are talking about that. New York City has more space for the more opportunity, more space for the artists.
There are a lot more galleries or open spaces or spaces you can rent. Mm-hmm. Are there more in New York City than there are in,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's say places in California?
所以你认为在纽约会有更多的展览场地或者展览的画廊的机会吗？比如说比美国的别的地方、别的城市来说的话。
纽约一定
是。就
是
就你这一个月的发现。
我发现其实本来纽约就是一个艺术的天堂，就是艺术家的天堂，然后它有很多展览，也有很多可以展现出自己的作品的一个地方。那我这样看了，我到纽约之后，我发现这边是很自由的，任何的艺术表现都有个人及很多很多不同的形式，我觉得这是一个很好的地方。
New York City is actually quite flexible place. It's very good place for an artist to really.Complete without any hesitation, without limitation, for him to express what they think or what they want to create. And he found that it's a lot of the art space that no matter in any place, in Chelsea or in Williamsburg, in Brooklyn or in East Village, that anyway, but I think it's, we all know those are so many art districts that still develop rapidly. And he thought that this is another way of heaven to the artist, or say paradise, although maybe it's not in the paradise of living from my point of view. But he found that we can gain some freedom to create and various ideas or crazy ideas can always happen in any place in the New York City. That's what he found in here.Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now,
so
what I want to
think about that, you feel that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do I think that?
He actually is the first. Yeah, I mean, this is the first time that he visited New York. So I think it's quite using
right.
a very fresh eye to see as a person to see this place rather than we stay here such a long time.Although I might something is nature, it's necessary to be this way, but from him, he is bringing some different eye to see this district or to this community. He tried to come up with some dialogue or come up with some new idea when the impact to his mind, then maybe that is really a new version, new vision or come something into his work. 所以我在讲的说，我觉得我说是你是第一次到纽约来，那对于你来讲的话，也是一个比较新的一个用一种新的视野，或者方面去看着纽约这个城市。那当然，我们说听到也很多，对不对？那也了解有一些都是从。读来的或别人的经验来的，但你自己来看，对，跟相较于像我们住在纽约的人，可能就会有一些不同的感受，你也许可以产生某一种不同的对话，这个对话给你一种冲击，让你也许对你的创作来讲会产生某一种改变，所以我刚刚给他。讲的那个中文的部分，英文的部分嘛，看你的，你有什么想法？觉得有什么觉得特别，觉得给你一个很大的震撼或什么？尤其是你来正好碰到就这个微的那个天气，蛮多的改变。
对，我刚来的时候就是下雪嘛，然后还有很多雾。就是像今天就很多雾，然后感觉到不同的纽约。其实纽约是一个很浪漫的都市，其实让人感觉到，其实这边的生活其实是很 可以讲很单纯的，而且可以感受到美国文化的真正的精髓。那我是希望说更多的台湾艺术家是有机会来到纽约来做展览，更多让更多纽约的人能认识真正的台湾文化，跟台湾艺术家，这是我所期望。虽然希望有机会可以引荐或者是一起
okay,
对。
So that I just you know come up with some idea ask it because he is the first time this is the first time that he arrived New York and to see the different world, that different cultures. So I ask that how he really feels strongly immediately get some idea come out. So I just feel like because when he arrived in New York, it was a thick snow. So suddenly the temperature dropped very low and freezing. And he found out, experienced from within this month, that the weather dramatic changes. For instance, today or yesterday, it's quite warm and foggy, especially this morning, it becomes foggy. So not only about the variety in culture, but the weather is changing faces too. So I mean, he feels like New York City is a very romantic city. And he experienced this really, in some way, the he feels it's American culture strongly in here, and very nomadic. And also the people here, the living style is quite, in a way of simplicity. It's not complicated. Maybe it's not really evolve into a business or a political issue, but compared to that of what he did environment in Taiwan, it's much simple in here. So, and then he also hoped that the more Taiwanese artists can come to New York and to have the opportunity to exhibit in New York so that the people know what is the Taiwan contemporary arts is. The different perspectives, but let me say, okay.
Okay. Now, what I want to ask him is to describe the type of art that he does and what inspires him to do it.
Okay, 他想要请你介绍一下你作品的形式、内容，还有你的作品的内容都是受到什么样子的启发跟来源的。
其实我们学艺术都有一个过程，在最基础的时候，我们可能会以写实或者是以具象的东西来表现艺术的形态。那慢慢的，如果我们站在东方的角度来看，我最近有做一些东方的系列，然后东方的抽象的系列，那有关于就是我希望东方的艺术的某个精髓，它在生活上，其实真正的艺术是跟生活是有连带的关系的，它不只是单向的一个产品或单向是一个创作，它是跟整个以中国的禅或中国的生活观那是息息相关的，它在环境当中会创造出另外一种氛围，而这个氛围会改变它的行为。对。
你的作品基本上都是平面的绘画嘛，绘画形式。
我有雕塑的东西。
跟材质。
对，也有立体的东西。对。
So he actually, now 你讲一下你的那个背景好了，就是艺术的背景。
OK。
可以连起来。
其实我小时候，因为我的叔公是南英鼎，就是他曾经是世界十大水彩画家之一。我小时候常去他住的地方，然后我受到他的一些影响，我小时候就很喜欢画图，然后长大之后。就是在学院，就在美院，就读，然后也 就是说就是学院的一些基本的东西。然后毕业后我也是做艺术创作的工作，包括建筑，包括雕塑这一类，可以让我的生活启发当中可以产生跟生活当中就是艺术跟生活联系的关系。本身也做一些绘画的一些创作，但这些东西在于精神的层面的部分，那也许我可以来纽约之后可以做得更好，可以得到一些启发。
Merle, he actually described two sections. One is about his background, our background. He actually inspired since he was very young, like 10 years old, that his uncle, his grand uncle, was a very well known watercolor painter in Taiwan, also counted the top 10 watercolor painter in the world, called Nan Yinding. It's very well known in Taiwan and in the Chinese community. And so when he was a child, he always go to the studio and watch the painting. He admired that, so he liked it very much. And then he started drawing and imitate. And then actually after he grew up, he liked to work into this career and this direction, connect to art more closely. So he got into the art school, art university to study fine art. Then he gained something. He wanna have a little a more academic training. Therefore, that he after graduate. And he gets some different idea. He went through something that applied art. It's not applied art. It's not like fine art at the Dao. That's for the visual admiration. His idea, he feel art should be something we directly impact or related to our living, our life. Therefore, he start to combine to do something related to architecture, sculptures in the public arts, and he created this is related to really influence to our environment, our living environment. That's what he did, and also he paint. He makes some paintings in his daily everyday, and in his work that he usually want to pick up from the basic training, the realistic painting into a more abstract concept. So he takes some Asian or training Asian philosophies into his artwork, the concept into expression into a more abstract style. But also he want to catch something from our life. It's not only one direction, but the feedback. He catches some concept, but the feedback that reflects to be what we live in environment. But that all this type of the subject or motif or the landscape that affect to the, and we will see that appear in his paintings. His work that I don't know that you see his painting. The more did you see those the drawing of painting?
Yeah.
From them. Mm-hmm.
So and does he like to use, like some people like to use acrylic oils, you know, things like that. What does he like to use when he paints?
From my scene, I found out that he used a watercolor and also oil painting, but let me ask him, because he made the sculpture too. 所以说,
oh, okay.
你的画绘画都用什么样子的材质来画? 比如说现在的绘画很多人喜欢用亚克力油彩去取代油画的油彩。那你用什么材质来表现你的作品？因为油画我们知道它是比较厚重，可是如果亚克力的话，它比较没有那么重的味道，比较薄嘛。那你喜欢用什么样子的材料来表现你的绘画？
理论上如果在就是抽象艺术创作来讲，我可能就是多媒材。那油画的部分理论上可能它也许它有材料上的一些它需要等待，它没有那么快干。那亚克力可能比较容易去绘画，或者是它容易去就是它整个以前因为以前没有亚克力的水彩的部分或者是颜料的部分，现在颜料都进步了。那大部分我创作的部分我比较喜欢加上中国的东西，中国的颜料，中国的矿物，自然的矿物的东西，它的色彩更为自然，对。
对对对 ，OK. I think so. There is one part we didn't talk before. His work actually, he likes to use a different type of material into like a practice, like a mixed media in sculptures. But the painting itself, that he used a lot of oil painting. But oil painting takes time to dry. You know that a lot of people now use a quick, easy to dry and a thinner on the surface of the painting. He depends a lot on oil painting. Yeah, and also the very important that he just talked that he like to adopt and take the elements on the idea from Chinese culture and the philosophy. That what he's into, that he's practicing that, and he likes that to do in his work, especially the subject that he picked. Some elements into the more modern expression that style. And then not only about the idea, the concept itself, but the materials such as, you know, Chinese brush ink painting or landscape painting, they like to take a lot of mineral from the nature material, mineral pigment, apply to the paper, so they show. The paper shows the color is very much pretty to him, so he used those mineral pigment into the painting too. Okay.
Okay. Since he's been here, has he either started a painting or started a piece of work or completed a piece of work?
Uh-huh. 所以你在这一个月之中，你有做创作吗？
有。
你有继续做创作吗？还是就到处看看？
我来到纽约这个地方，我用比较简单的表现方式，我用水彩。我在这边就是写生了下雪嘛，我画了几十幅下雪的，就是写生的作品，能让我感受到就是另外一种。比如说，因为台湾没有下雪，所以让我感到比较开心，或者是比较特别的地方。
The within this month to now, he experienced the changing of the different various weather, especially the snowing that the big snow in I think it's 2 weeks ago, making very very happy. So he was excited and walked outside and went to Central Park, make some painting using watercolor. Especially watercolor is easy to carry. So the painting that he did within this month, he actually painted probably over 20 paintings.
Wow.
Depict the snow landscape from the Central Park, from the place that he's seen. But he liked the snow landscape that is beautiful, all covered by white and very pure, very, very beautiful. So he liked the, and within this month that he already painted such a, that type of painting. And he feel very, very happy about that.
Now, because you can't, you know, like, do too much while he's here, Does he have ideas that when he goes back that he wants to do? And because in terms of, like, you know, the paintings are paintings, but when he's doing something that's that's the multimedia kind of thing, it's not as easy to just say, okay, I'm going to take my paintings back with me to Taiwan. Is he, you know, does he have ideas of what he's going to do in terms of the multimedia?
Mm-hmm.
你有没有什么想法说，那你这个这次从纽约回去之后会有什么样的这种比较综合性的创作呢？有什么想法吗？你觉得你有什么觉得那个就是说回离开纽约以后？我回到台湾之后，我发现纽约给我的很多想法，我发现我应该站在一个。就是东方的艺术的一个角度来做努力，让更多西方的人更能认识东方的一些艺术文化。那很多起源都是来于现在大部分都是以西洋艺术为主。那东方的艺术事实上它有更多的发展空间。我希望我可以在台湾做这样的努力，以后可以让更多西方的人认识东方的文化。
我想要再了解一下，因为我们讲东方就一个模糊的概念嘛，东方很可能就是到印度啊，或者到东南亚，
就是、中国。
那我想到跟你讲要的东方，然后你讲要，因为我们所讲的那个另外一个问题是提到，就是你是讲的东方的是它的，比如说是水墨呢的方面的呢，还是说你是讲的是说这种文化性的一个概念，或者一个哲学性的概念，或者是材质方面，比如说墨的东西。我翻译一下啊 ，Merle, I'm asking about because Ran Yiren, he mentioned that he want to take this idea, impact him, that what he gets from New York to Taiwan, and he hope he want to put up more effort after he experienced in this month. He found that he should put up more effort so that the people know what's going on about the so-called Asian art, maybe too broad, about Chinese or Taiwanese art. Because now we understand that everybody, so-called mainstream, from the perspective to the Western style, but not really knowing what is going on about the so-called Chinese culture, Chinese philosophy, but I don't like to use Oriental these words because it's too broad and too old-fashioned, but he typically talking about, so I ask him, but he talking about so-called the Oriental Asian, and it's focused
right
on the media or concept or philosophy or culture. What all we talking about a brush ink, or so only black and white or some idea. That's what I respond asking to say more about this. Okay, 好难解的，你可以讲一下我刚刚提的问题。
嗯。
嗯。
Is there
something?那在心灵层面上，他的艺术层面上，其实，他不只是在画，很多只是在生活，他跟生活有很大的关系。那我们所看到的一些艺术表现，大部分都是像装饰艺术啊、雕塑啦、啊，或者是绘画，其实只是一个小的一个部分。那本身所涵盖的范围是非常大的，有关于生活的 一些哲学的一个部分的一个涵养或者是修行，这一切在东方的，这、就是在整个艺术的一个文化当中，其实它是应该是涵盖在内的东西。那这个东西有点像禅的东西，我希望可以展现出这样的一个能量出来。
Oh, okay, 好。Okay, let me explain that about what you say that about Oriental, that the sense. So it's not only, it's not that broad about the cover from the India to the Middle East. It's about his stand as a Taiwanese from Taiwan's perspective, because Taiwan is a diversity place, but then I went through different cultures. Chinese culture is a part of that. So what he say about this culture is in true an art is not only about the fine arts from his sense that includes all living style, our daily life. Into the content should be much broad, and it's not what we thought about the pure, the, you know, just visual beauty that way about the painting or sculpture itself, but the something have to bring into your life that you found that maybe with the lack of this part to change your living style or change your idea to adopt those culture into your life. It's like a daily practice then in that way. So he focus about the then in life. So the art should be this way, more philosophical rather than just put an object and there we are watching that every day. But it has to impact to your heart and your environment that surrounding you. Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that he would like to share with us and the as well as the Chinese audience that will be listening?
Okay, 就看看那个蓝艺人你还有什么要讲，就差不多要结束了，所以他看看你还有没有什么要告诉大家听众的，那请你说一下。
我希望有更多来自台湾或是来更多的艺术家能够来到纽约这一个地方，可以做一些交流，或者是做一些更多的进一步的一些活动，可以让，因为我本身是台湾人，所以我觉得台湾对我来讲是一个很重要的一个国家。我希望我的艺术的展现的部分也可以让纽约或者让美国的更多的人知道，希望有这个机会可以来这边开展览。谢谢大家。
好。蓝艺人 that he hope that he get the first thing is for himself he hope to have more opportunity to come back to New York, especially to have an exhibition in New York City, and then the other part because he come from Taiwan. Taiwan is so important to him, so he hope that Taiwan's contemporary art can gain more opportunity to do the cultural exchange in New York and have more advanced further projects to work together. And then very important, we hope to see that he can bring his artwork to show in New York City. Then we might be able to work some project together in the future. 所以我说我们很希望你能够回来纽约展览，然后也希望有更多台湾的艺术圈的艺术家过来，那也很希望我们有未来有一个更有一个合作的机会来把这件事情做成。
OK, okay, 谢谢、谢谢，非常感谢。
看看他 Mo, OK,
yes,
OK,
all right, thank you for talking with us, we appreciate it, and I'm sure the audience, both the, well, listen, the English audience will understand the translations, right?
Yes, I think that a lot of people can hear that and mind it, and this is a very special opportunity that an artist came from a thousand miles a way to come to New York and to, you know, to participate in our this entire New York cultural community, and we welcome him to come back again. And I look forward to working together for any projects in the future.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
谢谢蓝英语人，谢谢。Well, I can say 谢谢，but I don't know how to say you're welcome yet. Bye. Okay, bye. Welcome is welcome is 欢迎。嗯，谢谢。Okay, goodbye. Bye. Okay, bye-bye. Bye. 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 Bye.
now. And okay, here we are. Well, everybody, from where you're listening from, have a good day, afternoon, evening, morning. Have some food. I certainly did. Okay. Well, bye, everybody. Oh, the chickens, they had enough to say already.